You're listening to In the Moment
with Liv and Bix.
Hey, it's Liv.
And Bix, and you're listening to In the Moment with Liv and Bix, a podcast for unsuccessful actors.
By unsuccessful actors, but not really.
Yeah, we're really going to have to change the tagline quite soon. Ooh. No, I don't think so.
No, I think so. I think so. We think so.
We all think so. Well, happy new year. This is our first episode of 2024. It's also crazy to me because we started the podcast in was it the summer of 2020?
Yeah.
Or was it the summer of 2021?
It was definitely 2020. Oh my so God. Be about 4 years on the pod.
Our 4 year podcast. That's so nuts. Wow.
So nuts. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, congrats and we have on almost 4 years.
A birthday this month.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I'm turning geriatric right before your eyes.
Oh no.
It's happening quicker than ever.
Oh but no. You have to celebrate.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to celebrate, but I don't know. I don't usually like plan like parties or like dinners or anything like that. I kind of just see what happens. I mean, at least like in my more like recent adult, not that I haven't been an adult, but you know what I mean. Like now as I've saying. Been older and I moved across the country, I'm like, who am I going to invite to a big party? And do I even want to go to a party? No. So we're good.
She's like, even if it's mine, don't want to be there.
Even if it's mine. Yeah. Rough. Rough. Even especially if it's mine, I feel like I don't want to be there. You know what I mean? Because then everybody's there like for you.
So for you. And there's definitely added pressure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I'll go to a party as
not
like,
I.
I need to wear one of those signs. You know, those like dogs that are like working, don't pet. I need one that just says like mentally ill, don't talk. Like, don't talk to me.
Mentally ill, don't talk
like,
to me.
Like, please leave me alone. My God. I'm not a bitch.
That's so funny.
I just need to be left alone.
I just want to be left alone. I swear I'm not mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll make one of them. That'll be my birthday present to myself.
Amazing. Oh, a dog tag, even better. I thought you were going to do, like, one of the little shirts that you make.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny. Oh, my God, I could, like, embroider it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Don't talk to me. I'm mentally ill. Yeah. That's actually pretty good. That could be our merch.
That could be our oh, my God, our first merch. Dead.
First merch. So how are you? First Happy March. New Year. Happy January.
Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, girl. Yeah, just like, you know, same old, you know, the same old actor life, the working, the auditioning, the
Did you
whole
experience
thing.
The same thing that I did where right before the holidays, auditions were like free flowing and they were there and then right around the holidays, like radio silence. I like literally went for the first time in a really long time, I think 2 full weeks, not filming one audition.
Well, yeah. So that's my life recently. So like I'm saying, like for me, I only have been getting like commercial auditions here mm-hmm. and there. And I've literally since the strike, I'm not exaggerating. So it's been like since I don't know. Is this the strike started in what, May?
I think March, April.
March,
April, May. One of those.
March, April, May. Okay. Well, in the spring, I only received one narrative audition. And I've only been receiving commercial every once in a while for almost a full year. So
my gosh.
Literally
I
can't
feel
relate.
Like, though, but like, I feel like yeah. I feel like the auditions that you get though. Like, not to say that anything is better than anything else, but I do feel no. like you get bigger, quote unquote, auditions than I do. So I can understand why they were less because there was no TV in production. So, and you get those like co-star.
But
auditions. And I feel like, I don't know.
Would be nice. I said an indie film. I do indie films too. I'm like,
I guess that's true.
Taken that audition. Yeah, I was like, I would have taken that one too. No, like it wasn't the same, but just because it has been pretty like crickets for me. The only thing that happens is like commercial auditions. But like other than that, it's pretty dead. So, but I know you have a lot to talk about.
I do. But wait, before we move on to that, I do want to ask you, because I feel like this may be like good information for people out there. Do you feel like, because like my reps, my management is kind of on the smaller side, they even downsized over the holidays and like really narrowed down their clientele list. Yes. And I know that the places that you are repped by are a little bit bigger and more prestigious.
I'm dead.
That was a little joke.
That you use that word. Yeah, I know.
So do you feel like they submit you for those smaller, not small, but you know what I mean? Like those indie, those non-unions, those like super ultra low budget. Like, do you think they just don't submit you for them? Because I don't know. I found that since my management is a little bit small, like it's a smaller, like more boutique place. I feel like I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I do think that that is a possibility. I do think that maybe they weren't submitting me for like non-union indie films is my guess. But to be quite honest, I was on Actors Access Casting Network. You know, I'm like looking around and even I was having trouble finding a lot of non-union indie films that weren't student films.
Right.
In New York. So that was something that I even was struggling finding. And then even, so I don't know what it looked like on their side. You know, I don't know what auditions right. or castings that they were looking at. So I don't know if they were also just not finding anything that was really for me. And then the one thing that I found for me, which I could talk about now, which was the Terrifier 3, which was the only film I auditioned for the whole damn year. So I auditioned for that one and they submitted me for it, but I also saw it. I saw the casting on Actors Access and obviously they saw it as well. And I submitted. It's so funny. So actually I submitted on Actors Access to that casting call because I thought I fit the description. And then they didn't call me in until my manager submitted me for the role. And then I got called in. And then so if that tells you anything, it does in some cases matter, like who's in your corner, because they can get you in the room, even if you're like,
yeah, better apart, than like, you I thought yourself.
Exactly. Because I looked at the breakdown and I went, oh, I fit this description. Great. Submitted. Didn't hear anything. Then my manager reaches out to me like, hey, got you an audition. Mm-hmm. And it was for what I just submitted myself for. And yeah, so.
No. Yeah, that's I think totally that's true. Also telling. I see that happen. Yeah. Yeah. I see that happen sometimes on my end as well. Like I'll submit to stuff myself and then I'll like once in a while like get the audition, but it'll be through my manager and not through the self-submit. So
exactly.
Yeah, you're totally right. I feel like I've heard this from other actors in New York through like word of mouth and TikTok and everything. Right. I just think that it was a lot slower in New York than I guess out here in California, because I don't know. It seems like there was just a lot more non-union indie films going on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's really all it was.
Well, I mean, hey, girl, it worked out because Bix here booked 2 indie features. And I believe we spoke briefly about it on our last episode. However, she can share a little bit more, I think, about these projects. Take it away, girl.
So yeah, I think in our last episode, like right before the holidays, I'm pretty sure I mentioned them, but oh my God, I can't. I was thinking about this earlier this morning. I was like, I need to start writing down the things I say on the podcast so I'm not
so we
just
don't say it again.
Constantly repeating myself for everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, after auditioning literally like a psychopath for months, like to the point where literally all I was doing, I was staying home on weekends doing tape. And love it. I'm grateful. But yeah, I finally, like, I wrapped out the year with 3 bookings and 1 avail check. So it was potentially going to be four bookings.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to undersell you. Three.
No, I don't know if you knew about the other one.
No, I don't think so. Because you told me, I was like, you told me two. And then you were like, oh, I am like the other one was potential. So congratulations. I didn't know it was three.
Thank you.
I did not know that.
The other, so it's two features. One of them I already shot in December.
And that was the Monster Mash?
That was the that's the Monster Mash. They may be changing the title, but like it's up on IMDb working and everything. Title. Okay. So yeah, so I can talk about it a little bit. So yeah, I filmed that one in the end of December, and that was with The Asylum, and they're a production company that does like, you know, like horror movies, and you know, that's their whole shtick, and it was really incredible, and I love it, and I can't wait to see it. I just got pictures. I think I sent them to you. I got like some stills from the monitor.
So legit. So legit. Witchy, I don't know. Yes.
Witchy bitch. Yeah. A lot of, again, that was when I do my weird like Welsh British accent that nobody's going to know what's going on, but comedic relief, baby. What can we comedic say?
Wait, it is a, what kind, what's the genre?
It's horror, but it's not like dark, scary horror, but it's also not necessarily, there's one character who has like some funny comedic, like cut the tension lines.
Yes.
But it's like a classic monster movie. Mm. So it's like supposed to be, give you that feel like the Wolfman and Dracula and classics. You're in like the catacombs. Yeah. But yes, very classic feel. How you think of like those horror movies and they're not like horrifying, but they're just like that tone.
Eerie, a little spooky.
Eerie, yeah. And then the other two, so the other feature I'm filming in a couple of weeks, starting at the end of January. And that one is called Barbenheimer. So you can
imagine. I am so excited for that one. But anyway.
No, that one, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely a really kooky script, Barbie, Oppenheimer. If you look it up on IMDb, they have their poster up on the page. And the tagline is D-cup a bomb. So
D-cup a bomb. I'm D-cup done. Okay.
And then a bomb for like an atomic bomb. Like I've never seen Oppenheimer and I've never read the book, but I know it's about the bombs.
Barbenheimer movie pre-production Full Moon Empire, correct?
Yes. So yeah, so it's being put on by Full Moon. And Full Moon notoriously puts out like horror B movies, like going back to like the 70s. Lisa
there
Rinna,
you are.
I'm on. That's me playing Trish. I think I'm the only one who added myself to the cast. Yeah.
Cast, one cast member. It's Vix. She plays all the parts. I'm kidding.
Girl, you know I'm out here. I'm IMDb Pro every second of the day. If I see something I'm in is listed, I'm like, do, 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 added credit.
Bitch, click. You're like, I'm in here.
I'm getting
these.
Oh
my God,
credits.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Full Moon.
Wait,
is
you
it
have
on.
To read the plot summary. It's so good. Okay.
Oh my God, can you read it for us?
It goes, in the depths of Doll City, a group of weary dolls led by brilliant Dr. Barbenheimer build an atomic bomb. Their mission? Take down the patriarchy once and for all. Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be
love it. So good.
Absolutely insane. I have no idea how they're going to just create all of the visuals that I'm seeing in the script. I'm just like, you guys get it. You know what you're doing. But yeah, so I'm really excited for that. I'm playing Trish, and she is a human in the real world who meets Dr. Barbenheimer when she comes to the real world in search of whatever she's in search for. So I'm really excited for that. And Liv actually did the self-tape with me for that one. So kudos to you too. You got to have a good reader.
Okay. Thanks. Oh my God. No, but
you
seriously, that's so incredible.
Role.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that
great
one.
Great acting helped you book the role. But yeah, I'm so excited. Like, I just really am really excited.
I'm excited. I'm like super excited for
exploding
the
soon. Okay.
Exploding
sorry.
Soon, baby.
That's what it says on like, the bottom of the poster.
I'm like, not only am I like obviously excited for to book something and like actually do something, but like I set up a coaching with, you already know, guys, the online actor with Vass, and I've never done a coaching with him on a, or a coaching with somebody ever, like outside of being in theater. I've never coached with somebody on a role that I have actually booked that I'm about to go do. So, Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm really excited for that and see how that goes. I know you coach with Vass a bit for Squatchers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I did. So I want to, I just want to see how it goes, like how different it feels to coach for something that you have rather than that you're auditioning for.
You're auditioning for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though like they say like, oh, you should audition like you already have it so you can bring that whatever. But it, bitch, it's still different. I could change my mindset, but it's still different.
No, it definitely is different. And like, yeah. And also now coaching for something you already have, first of all, now you have more material. Now there's like a whole story arc. Now your character, like there's like these through lines and all this stuff. So there's way more, I think, that like goes into it. So I think it'll definitely be like a really cool experience to now have Vass coach you through an entire film as opposed to one scene.
Like one quick scene. Yeah, so I'm super excited. And I can't wait to have footage.
Oh, I know. The footage this film, I think, is going to be so good. Just like the scene that you did for your audition was so
That scene is
insane. And I loved it.
So another thing that I feel like I wonder, okay, I filmed a TikTok about this and it's in our drafts. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to spoil the TikTok right now. I see a lot of the time actors talking about, like actors that are like giving tips on the internet, saying, obviously we need to know our types, right? Like, are you the like girl next door? Are you this? Are you that? But then in addition to that, like sinking even deeper into it and getting this like economic, like social standing, like do you play that you have money and you're like a rich, better than you mean girl? Or are, you know, are you more on the low income end and you're like the trashy mean girl or the trashy nice girl or the rich nice girl? Yeah, it's like the spectrum of income. And what I found is I kind of go on both the ends of the spectrums. Like the roles that I get called for the most, surprisingly, is kind of like better than you, wealthy, mean girl, and then like trashy, like dirty, like nasty, you know, like smoker, like punk kind of,
like Shameless
girl. Yes, like very Shameless. It's like between Blair, like a Blair Waldorf, and then a Emmy Rossum in Shameless. So it's like very,
I love that.
That's, it's just interesting to me that it's both ends of the spectrum. And I remember this was must have been years ago, you telling me that you often get called in for the mean girl roles as well.
Yes.
Do you see that still being the case, or are you seeing like any changes in that?
Definitely the case. The last audition I got, I'm like, nope, that's it. That's my type. I went in for Terrifier 3. I went in for the role of, I think her name was Mia, but basically bitchy. And I'm not saying anything I can't say. It was all in the breakdown, which was public. So yeah, I was like bitchy college popular girl who can be like kind of abrasive at times and like, could like no filter, which so could come off insensitive to others. So like she has a bit of a mean streak. So it was like cute, fun, popular girl, but she does have a bit of a mean streak. So I was like, oh. So and I usually get called in for like for those types. I do. For people who
It's good to know.
Don't know me and like just see my photo and I guess my reel, whatever. But like when I say people who don't know me, reason being is because Kalani for Pure Magic Pictures, because he knows me, he cast me as Sky Hoshi, and she's everything but like she's anything but that. So, which is a type that I usually go in for just by somebody looking at me. So it's interesting what you get cast as when someone actually knows you and when someone just is getting a first impression based off of material. So I just found that kind of interesting.
It is, because like knowing you, obviously, like if I was casting something, like, yeah, I would cast you as the mean girl because I do know you and I know that you're a good actor. So I would trust you with it. But outside of that, yeah, like you're so sweet and kind and like don't seem to have a mean streak whatsoever. So like it is funny when these casting directors and production teams are like casting just off of just headshots alone or just like material packages, because the other thing too is like, and I talked to my manager about this and she changed my default photo on all my profiles and like aged up all my submissions. So like, I love that she listened to me and I love her. But I would get called in so much with one of my headshots for really young characters, like extremely, like one of them was for like a 15-year-old.
Oh, you told me. Yep.
And it's like, maybe in that picture, I look like I could potentially read as that young. But once I open my mouth and start talking and you see me, you would never,
like, bitch,
think that I'm 15.
However, can we talk about this real quick? It has to do with what you're saying. Ginny and Georgia, that actor got so much shit for playing a high schooler. What was his name? I'm not kidding. His bio says the high schooler, really used to say like high schooler who's like looks like a 30-year-old man or something. He was like he was teasing at the fact that a lot of people online were like, why is this 30-something-year-old playing a teenager in high school at Ginny and Georgia? You don't know who I'm talking about?
I don't. I haven't seen that.
And like, he's a great actor, so I'm not coming at this gentleman, by the way. He's great. I just thought it was interesting that you said that. Like when I opened my mouth and you see me on screen and I'm like, interesting you say that, because that
is
was
it
the
Felix
situation.
Maylard?
Ginny and Georgia, I'm bad with the cast. I think he's, no, not Felix. It was Mason Temple, who plays Hunter.
Mason Temple. Okay. Because like, yes, in this picture, I'm like, okay, maybe he could be a high schooler. But then in this picture, guys, I'm on Google.
Yeah.
He looks like an adult man.
And he is. And that's the thing. So people were, he's actually 27. So it's interesting. He's playing a high schooler. And a lot of people were kind of poking at that, that they were like, why is this grown man playing high schooler next to someone like who's playing Ginny, who genuinely looks like she is in high school. So
it's funny when they do that, when they cast some people that are obviously they need to cast older people, but it's funny when they cast older people who do completely play younger and then older people who don't really. And then they like have them in an ensemble together. Oh, I think it makes it stand out more, maybe.
In his bio, oh, poor Mason.
Oh.
He literally, in his bio, it says, Mason Temple, who looks and acts 40, The Guardian. And you guys know The Guardian. It's like the article that like reviews like the latest like entertainment. So they wrote in their review, Mason Temple, who looks and acts 40.
Oh my God. Leave the man alone.
Which is not nice.
He
that
didn't
is just
cast
not nice.
The show.
I know. That's like such a mean thing to say to someone. And I'm like, he doesn't look 40.
I love that for him,
look
though.
40.
Put that in your bio, bitch.
Yeah, he
does
in his
not
bio,
look 40.
Bio. No, the man does not look 40. But I just thought it was interesting
people
that
just being
your
mean.
Manager. No, that's just not nice. It's not nice. I thought that was interesting how you were talking about your manager took note and went, ah, okay, so on screen, Bix doesn't read like she's 14. And sound like she's 14. So let me up the age range just a little bit, because you still do come off young, but not that young. And that's
that
the same
young.
Story for me. So I just think that's interesting that someone, though, I think who is in our like age bracket, which is this gentleman here, Mason, he's only a couple years younger than a few years younger than I and you. But I just think it's like interesting that I do think that's like the same scenario. However, he was just cast as a high schooler on the Netflix series Ginny and Georgia.
Yeah,
but
not
I do
his
find
fault.
That he's in the same age, which is not his fault. No, I'm just that was interesting that but he is in the same age bracket as us.
Good for him. I'm a fan of him now just because of this. But yeah, and that's a similar thing. Like that girl, what's her name? Alexa Demi from Euphoria. I feel like people freaked out when they found out that she was like 32 or something. I think she is. People went crazy.
Oh,
and it's
relax.
Women are in their 30s and can still look very beautiful.
Wait, how old is she?
I think she's like 32.
Oh, and then she's playing a high schooler. Yeah, but good for her.
But yeah, it's like, why is everybody freaking out?
Yeah, yeah. But that's what happened with Jenny in Georgia. Yeah.
Like high schoolers looking too old. Bitch, can you think about Greece? Do you remember the men that they had playing high schoolers in Greece?
They were straight up men.
Like 50-year...
I mean, yes. Like... Yeah, as mad as mad gets. No, whatever that means.
As mad,
you know,
as
what
man
I mean.
Gets.
They're as mad as mad gets. They were like in their 50s. They, you
they
know,
were big. And they
I don't
were
know,
old.
Man.
Not old.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean. And then the women too were not like.
Oh yeah, the, yes, the
13
women too.
Years old. They were these straight were, yeah. up. These were fully developed women, like.
Yes, like, completely.
And a lack of better words.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it makes me think like I have to take my own advice because as much as it's like good to have, you know, all these different shots of all these different things that you can portray and get that captured in a photo, it also will deter you if you can't come to set with whatever essence was captured. So for me, that means I need to get new commercial headshots, like commercial sitcom-y headshots with like, you know, the big smile and like it's bright and everything. That just are aged up a little because having the commercial shot that I have now where I do look like I could play really young is just like doing me a disservice and my manager's a disservice and anybody who sees that image a disservice.
It's trying to pitch you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like not helping me. It's just like, oh, I actually can't play this role because I don't actually come out looking like that in real life.
Everything you're saying is really great. And I think it's important. But no, I was going to say that's the same story for me. Like I can no longer play. It's just the reality. I can no longer play like 15 years old. Like a few years ago, I was going out for like 15. And I do think like in my mid 20s, I was able to pull off like the teens. But now when I do open my mouth and you see me, granted, I know I come off young, but I don't think I come off as a 15 year old.
No
I
way.
Think
yeah.
I, no. Yeah. I just spoke to like my representation and she said that she was like, you would be pitched for 20 to 30. She was like,
yeah,
cap 30.
We're in our 20 to she 30 goes, moment.
Yeah. She was like, this is 20, 30. She was, I would not be submitting you for like teenagers. And I was like, fair. Yeah. Because I definitely just the reality is I no longer look like a teenager. I do think I look good for my age.
You sure do.
I think I look youthful and also my age is not that old, but
yeah,
it's just the reality is I ain't going out for 15 year olds anymore.
Like, I remember too, the moment that I realized I could no longer audition for high school for the most part. Like I'm just like out of high school. I'm college and up. I was really sad because I think it's just my attachment to Pretty Little Liars. I'm being like,
oh yeah,
so dead serious that I was like,
no,
oh,
I
no,
agree.
I'll never be able to play like a fucking girl in high school getting like stalker. Like I literally just want to go back in time and be cast in Pretty Little Liars and then my life will be good. But I was really sad I just felt like I was gonna miss out on so many roles that I fit into and that I liked and that I wanted so badly. But honestly, since aging up, I've gotten so many more auditions, first of all. And also, I'm just like realizing like there are good parts for this like older bracket.
Parts.
And there's
great
parts. There's things that like you know, resonate with me more as like a woman in her 30s. And even like going to set for things that I book that are the age bracket is like 20 to 30, and just being on set with people that are older. I think we talked about this too. Like, I really just hit it off with old ladies, old men, and that's my jam. So I've made peace with aging up to the 20 to 30 bracket, and I feel really good about it.
Yeah, same. I think I stopped a couple years ago getting like high school roles. Now I mostly get college. I definitely do get college and up. So I think we're in the same, like, which makes sense that we'd be in the same.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, what? You have another film coming out. I'm just forgetting.
This was actually funny. Like, I have one more booking, and it's for a short, and it's called American As. And the storyline is, it's pretty much like the Great British Bake Off. So it's like a televised bake show, and there's the contestants and the host and everything. And but it is also like a murder mystery. So it's kind of like a whodunit type thing. And it's like all the contestants, everybody's a suspect, and we don't know who did what. And when I got the audition, it was one of those auditions that was like, this is due like weeks. You know those? You sometimes get it's like weeks in advance. And it's not like a quick turnaround. And when I read the sides and I read the breakdown and everything, I was like, this sounds like so much fun. I am obsessed with the Great British Bake Off. I love that show. And I really, really, it was one of those things like similar to you with like Terrifier. It was one that I was like, I really want this one. And I was like, I always go back and forth between my like audition prep, and it never goes well. So don't listen to me.
Right. But
I coached with Vass on this one, and I, you know, like really like prepared and like took my time, and we did the tape, and we just had a lot of fun with it. They said like, you know, there's going to be a lot of comedic moments, so like have fun with it, like do whatever you got to do. So we really did. We had a lot of fun with the tapes, and when we finished recording, and Vass is used to this shit all the time, but when we finished taping, I was pissed and I was unsatisfied with my tapes, because I just felt like, you know, when you want a part so bad and you do the audition and you have this idea in your head, of what you want the audition to look and feel like, and then you do the tapes and it's not that.
Absolutely.
That's how I felt with this one. And I was just like pissed, and like, I was like, these tapes are good, but they're not as good as I wanted. But I let it go. I submitted and I didn't hear back. And you know me, like we've talked about this before. We're like a little different when it comes to like submissions. Like I kind of freak out before and then submit it and kind of let it leave my brain. And then you kind of freak out after you submit and like watch it over and over.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So I did. I submitted it. It left. I never thought about it again. And then randomly one day I get an email from my manager, and it's just the full script of this project. And at the same time, she sent me another thing that was, so at the same time, I got the full script of this project.
Right.
And then in a separate email, I got an avail check for another feature. So I'm like, what's going on? I text her. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And she was like, oh, respond to the emails, whatever, whatever, you know, the typical stuff. So I respond about the avail check, and I'm like, yeah, I'm available, da 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 da. And then she's like, what about for the, like, the other project? And I'm like, I wrote back to her. I was like, is this another avail check? Like, is this a callback?
Because this is just, it's a script,
like,
right?
Literally all I got was the script. And she texted me and she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I meant to send the booking request along, like attached to it. They want to book you. And I was like, what? And
like, it was like,
it was exciting. Like right after booking, you know, I just filmed Monster Mash. I just booked Barbenheimer. And then I booked American As and got that avail check for the other feature, like all within like the same
And you were
week.
Like,
it was psycho.
Holy shit. Yeah. That is so cool.
And it was like one of those things where like a lot of time went by. that audition, you know what I mean? Like a lot of time went by. Yeah. So I just assumed that like I'd never hear them.
That's it. Yeah.
And a testament to Vass, he was like, those tapes are really good. They're really funny. You should send them. Don't be mad about them. Feel good about them. And that was the first thing that the director said. She was like, your tapes were like so funny. They blew us away. So sometimes you just got to listen to your coach.
You just got to trust the process and listen to your coach. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because we are our worst critics. In April. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Oh my God. In April.
Yeah, shoots in
April. It's so soon.
I know. It's a little far.
I guess so, but I just think like time flies because look, we're already in January, so next week February, March, April.
Yeah, it's gonna come up.
Super far. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So that's my other little guy, and I'm just happy. I'm just happy to fucking have booked something. And again,
you were auditioning like a mad woman.
Truly. If I didn't book anything after the amount of auditions I did, literally even just like the end of the year, like from September to December, the amount of auditions that I submitted, if I didn't book at least one thing, I would literally like look into myself and be like, is this for me? Because clearly, you know, like just like the ratio.
Yeah. You literally, Bix was doing like 6 auditions sometimes in days, not like a whole week. I think you would get like, you'd be like, oh, I'm doing like 3 today. Oh, I'm doing 2 tomorrow. And then I have another one this day. And I'm like, holy fuck. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah. So I would have been like, are you good at this? Or should you consider another career? No, but they came through, and now I know that I'm just an incredible actress, and I can't be stopped.
That's right. You can't be stopped. 2024 is yours, baby.
I hope so. My friend had a dream. Oh, you know, Ari. She was on the podcast when we did The Bachelor. She had a dream, and she has had prophetic, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, future-telling dreams. And she saw something. She saw me. And the number 324, and like something about like fame and red carpet and like glitz and glam. So she was like, I think that you're going to get famous in March of 2024. It's 2024. So yeah.
Oh my God. Bix, your time
join me in my journey.
Join me in my journey. Oh my God. If that happens, which I hope it does, like, you may want to tell your friend she should look, maybe that should be a career for her too.
She's on speed dial.
Set up shop. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's incredible. So we're going to put that out there. Manifest,
baby.
Let's all
get famous in 2024. We're just successful. I don't need the fame. I don't want people looking at
me. I just want to be super successful and be able to support my life with acting. That's like the ultimate dream. But like, what actor isn't dreaming that? So.
Right.
But I still think it could happen.
I do too. I have faith in us. I sure do. Do you know any more about Power?
Yeah, they're not releasing it until this year. And I don't think until, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't know, because they didn't like put out a release date. I just know it's like of 2024, because a lot of things got pushed because of the strike, obviously. So I just know this year it's coming out, and
I can't wait to see it. I have to watch season. Do you know what it streams on?
Stars.
Oh, it's on Stars. Yeah. Okay. I got to watch it. Yeah. Yep, I think 2024 Stars, will be the year of footage. You get your footage.
Year of footage.
I get my footage.
I'm hoping I get Power footage. But the Squatchers.
I mean, I feel like
there's a potential release date for that. Not like date.
Ooh, tell us all about
it. There's not a date. Really quickly, it is coming out in March, apparently. And that's if everything goes according to plan. It will be premiering in March. However, that could change. That is the projected start date. That's what I'll say.
Nice. Yeah. Are you guys still filming? Do you still have like a couple weeks left?
Still filming. So this weekend we're going away. It's another weekend away filming. And then we have like one after this weekend. It's the last weekend where we're actually going away to film. And then everything else until March are one-offs. So we'll be going in for like a day here, a day there to film what's needed. But nice. He has – Pure Magic has like a little bit – I think about half the film in the can. So
damn.
We're moving, baby. We're moving.
Damn, that's so exciting. I can't wait to see it. Look, oh, March 2024.
So good. I can't wait. Because I'm seeing some of the behind the scenes and Kalani's been sending me rough cuts. And I'm just over the moon. I'm like, this is the rough cut. And that it's like just that's just the first round of edits. Not everything is done at all. It's just he's piecing it together. And I'm thoroughly impressed with the rough cuts. So I'm like, what?
Oh, that's so exciting.
The heck? And the same composer who composed music for Sky Hoshi will be composing the same music for – not the same. He'll be the same composer for the Scratchers, which will be different music. But yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's so cool. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Kalani, oh, it's so great having a friend like Kalani that you get these stills. You get these like rough cuts and dailies and just like – I would love if that was just like the norm and I can just like always be seeing and watching. I love that for him.
I love it. Yeah. He's definitely an angel when it comes to, well, really everything, but like, yeah, just an angel.
Just he's an the angel. Everything angel.
He's the everything angel. But yeah, I'm excited. I think we have a really fruitful year in front of us. You have four films, right? Four.
Three.
Three. Jesus Christ. I cannot get the fucking number right. First it was two. Then it was – she's like, no, it's three. And I'm like, four? You're like, girl, three. Get it together. Okay. Three. She has three films.
The potential of four, but
– potential of four.
I was released.
Okay. I need to stop talking because what am I even saying? Like,
no,
my point is I'm trying to say that we're going to have a really successful year and I'm excited for both of us and – there's just so much happening. And if you haven't caught it yet, Bix is PR, but not only do I do her PR, I'm kidding. Because also she has The Daughter of the Cult is out on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
So she is also in that. So it's streaming now and it's so fucking insane. I am watching it. And if you enjoy watching, you know, documentaries and stuff about, you know, true crime and about cults, and if you find that stuff just interesting, really intriguing to watch, I definitely highly recommend Daughters of the Cult. It's really good. I think I'm on episode 3, so it's really good.
Ooh, yeah, it's a really insane story that I'm learning as I watch as well. But yeah, really nuts. So yeah, check it out. Thanks for the shout out. And if anybody listening out there wants to share with us any things that you guys are excited for this year, any goals or like resolutions you have for 2024, they can, you know, inside the acting career or outside of your acting career, we would love to hear all about it. You can share anything with us, chat with us, talk to us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix. You can send us love letters or hate mail at livandbix@gmail.com. Don't send us hate mail. I'll cry. I'm going to make a shirt that also says, don't send us hate mail. I'll cry.
Mail,
in addition
cry,
to the other one. And then you can also just keep stay updated with us on Instagram and also our TikTok at Liv and Bix. You got anything for us, Liv?
That's it. And make sure to check out The Online Actor. You can use our code at checkout, which is ITM20, to get 20% off on your class. And as you know, we do fully recommend The Online Actor and Vas Sadanga. He is really a great coach. And as you can see, I think Bix is a true testament to his coaching. She booked three films. That's incredible. And she was coached by Vas. So I really do highly recommend. I say check it out. And if there's nothing else, we will catch you guys in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Moment with us.
Our amazing cover art is by Kalani Hubbard, photo by Elena Latona, and our podcast is edited by Rebecca.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at ITM with Liv and Bix.
Like and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Also, if you're feeling extra generous, we won't hate it if you rate and review. Bye! Bye.